Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. I am back on the Mum Boss Podcast with a solo episode for you today, and there have been a few things going on in my world of late. Yesterday, I celebrated my 37th birthday, so I am now officially in my late 30s, which I'm like, oh my gosh, how has the time gone so fast and I'm here already? But I had an amazing day, and I had a moment for my birthday where I was like, oh my gosh, like things in my world are just so amazing right now. And I say that like filled with gratitude for the things that I have in my world, in my life, in my business, all the things. Something also exciting has happened. I have launched another business, which I didn't actually think that would be the case. It's so funny how sometimes things can organically bloom. And I feel like that's what's happened in this new business venture, because a biz bestie of mine, who is Sam, she is a confidence, strength, and Enneagram coach, and she actually lives local to me. We went away on a business retreat that we together organized. And that came about so organically as well. We were sitting, catching up, doing a co-working day together, and we were talking about how we would both love to go to a business retreat. But being based here in Tassie, there aren't really a lot of things like that available to us down here. And we were like, you know what? We should organize one. And so we did. We organized a business retreat for ourselves, and we invited people to attend through the day. So they just had the opportunity to come from through the day. But we spent two nights away on this business retreat, having soulful chats, you know, planning out things in our business, doing all of these incredible things. And we were like, let's do another one. So we have officially launched a business called Biz Retreat, and you can find us on Instagram at bizretreat_Taz. I will pop the link in the show notes so you can go ahead and give it a follow. And effectively, we are going to be hosting business retreats around Tasmania, and it is super exciting because being a collaborative business venture that we're doing together, Sam and I both bring different strengths to what we offer. And so it's really nice coming together to have a business that we're doing together. And it's really exciting. So we've got our next business retreat already scheduled for March 2024. And it is in the absolute picturesque area of the Tamar Valley. And this property that we're going to be doing a two-night retreat in is next level. There are seven bedrooms and they all have queen-size beds, which I feel like is not always common when it comes to retreats. Often you might have to share a room, or there might only be single beds, but not this one. You will all get your own queen-size bedroom. And it has an indoor pool. It has this deck that honestly, the view from this deck is wow, next level beautiful. There is like a fire pit. It's a very modern, luxurious home set on a couple of acres. It is just so good. But what I love about this business retreat is, yes, it's an opportunity to come together with like-minded, you know, women in business. It's an opportunity for R&R to rest and rejuvenate and just relax and enjoy the time. but it's also an opportunity to really have some growth in your business and personal growth as well. You know, there's going to be brainstorming sessions, there's going to be clarity sessions, there's going to be coaching, there's going to be all of these incredible intentional sessions set up so that you can also, you know, create some success for your business and your life and all the things. So super, super excited for that. All the details I'm going to pop in the show notes if you want to go and check out that retreat, if you are someone who is in Tassie and can come along, or if you're someone who's like, hell yes, I will jump on a plane and come to that, I'll pop the link in the show notes. One spot has already been taken at the time of me recording this, but it's very likely that there'll be more gone because there's only 5 spots total available to attend. So the spots definitely won't last long. So all the links will be in the show notes. But I guess, you know, in talking about this new launch of this business, it got me thinking about 2024. And all the excitement that's coming for me. You know, I'm now 37, so I've just stepped into a whole new year of life. I have, you know, 2024 is just around the corner. I've got this new business that's launched, and the first big official event for that in March. And so there's all this excitement for me of like all the things that are coming. And so I thought it'd be really nice to do an episode, you know, touching on how you can set some powerful goals for 2024 and, you know, what you can achieve. But I think also getting you thinking about 2024 as well, because a lot of the discussions that I've had with people of late has been around that, yes, we know 2024 is around the corner, but not everyone's had the time or space to actually sit down and even think about it yet. So it's also like, you know, wow, yes, the end of year is wrapping up really soon. You know, this time of year is often quite busy for people. There's, you know, a lot going on with wrapping things up towards the end of the year, a lot of business loose ends to tie up often if you're going on leave or taking time off. You've got kids potentially finishing school for the year, about to go into school holidays, Christmas, New Year's, like there's just, it's a busy time of year. And so it's nice to have a moment to just stop and think about next year and what it is that you're wanting to call in for your life, but your business as well. And so this is what I want this episode to be for you, because I know that, you know, sometimes we do just get so caught up in the daily to do and all the things that you have going on in your world that just sometimes we can kind of lose sight of the long-term goals and the long-term vision that we've set out for ourselves. And so, you know, this is just that perfect time to pause, reflect on the year that's already been, but also plan for an incredible 2024 as well. And so, you know, we're going to go into this now, and I'm really excited for you. So I think the first part is to really reflect on the year already. And yes, it's not come to an end yet, and there's still so much opportunity for amazing things to happen in your world and in your business, but it's still a moment where you can just, you know, reflect on the year that's been. And you know, take some time to, you know, look at all the incredible achievements that have happened, all the highlights that have gone on in your year, all the good things that have happened, and celebrate them. You know, just giving yourself a moment. And I know for me, I do a whole thing at the end of a year where I sit down and reflect on my whole year. And it's such a beautiful ritual that I create for myself. I have my cup of tea. I sit down with my journal. I put on some nice music. I do my essential oils. I have like this whole thing. And I will actually spend some time reflecting on the year and, you know, going into and acknowledging all the incredible things that have come about for the year. And again, not just in business, but life stuff too. And I think it's always nice to just celebrate these wins and recognize all the achievements. And it makes you look back on the year in such a different light. And you can be like, wow, like I forgot. Sometimes we even forget some of the things that have occurred. And so when you take that moment to really dive deep into those things, it's such a really nice thing to do. And it just puts you in a state of feeling so good and so thankful and so appreciative of all of the moments that have happened. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to even go back through like the camera roll on your phone and look at all the photos, and you can often see the highlights through the photos that you've taken throughout the year. Because quite often, you know, when we're in a moment when it's something good's happening or a good occasion, we often document it by taking some photos to, you know, acknowledge what's just happened. So if you're like, oh, I'm going to find it hard to sit there and focus in on those things, that might be an opportunity for you to grab out your phone, go through all your photos and see all the moments that you've documented with photos. And it's just nice to have that as well. One thing I do also like to do, which like to do is probably not the right terms here, but one thing that I do also do is I go through the year and I kind of assess the things that might not have gone to plan. It might be the challenges that I've faced, you know, and I identify the obstacles and, you know, sometimes setbacks that I've actually had over the year as well. In particular in business, I think this is super important to do. And I reflect on like how I navigated them, how I got through them, and also the lessons I learned from them. Because when we face any sort of setback or challenge or whatever it might be, there's always going to be a lesson in that. And so I will always take the time to go through those things, the lessons that I've learned. And I guess it helps provide a little bit of insight into how I can approach challenges in the future as well, because it's one of those things. Life is not a highlight reel. There are ups and downs, there's highs and lows. And so we know that there are potentially going to be some challenges in our future that we may have to navigate. And so we can learn a lot by going through, you know, the past and reflecting on the year and what we've been through, and also be proud of how we've navigated through these things and how we've been able to come back stronger and better off the back of those things as well. And so I always take time to go through those things as well. Another thing I like to do is, I think towards the end of a year especially, it's also an opportunity to just reevaluate everything as a whole. And what that looks like for me is it looks like me assessing, you know, how am I managing my world, you know, my life, my business, all the things. You know, it also is an opportunity to look at, you know, where I'm currently at, where I want to be, and look at how I can bridge the gap between those things as well. And I think it's just a really nice time to just really assess all the areas of life as well, not just business, because I think sometimes when we're in business, we so heavily focus on the business side of things. But we have a whole world and a whole life outside of business as well. And so I think it's really important to look at our whole world and assess all the key areas of that. And there are so many different areas to our world as well. Now, the key areas I like to look at is, of course, yes, business. And there's many different areas inside of business that I evaluate as well. You know, there isn't just business as a whole. There are so many layers to business. So for me, I look at things like finances, growth of my business, you know, the admin side of things, systems, clients, the impact I'm creating, you know, marketing. There's all of these layers that I actually look at inside of my business as well. But from a personal level, I also like to review all the areas of my personal life too. And so that looks like, you know, family, looks like romantic relationships, you know, my friendships, you know, fun and recreation, you know, those areas of life that, you know, the fun parts of my life, you know, health, money, my personal growth, you know, my physical environment that I'm surrounded by. There's like all these elements that I think it's really important to look at and evaluate them and just give yourself that moment to check in with them and be like, you know, where am I currently? And where am I desiring to be? And then it gives you that opportunity to go, okay, well, how can I bridge the gap between those two things as well? And I think that bridging the gap is that area where you can then set some goals. You can then create an action plan for yourself to put yourself in the best seat possible to make sure that 2024 is your best year yet. And so these are all things that I'm going to be going through in my 2024 workshop. It is a 90-minute live and interactive workshop where you will actually be able to create a clear vision of what you're wanting to call in for 2024 and create an actionable plan for yourself that you will be able to implement. And this workshop is all around dreaming, planning, and achieving, because I don't want you just to get clear on what it is that you're wanting out of 2024. I actually want you to walk away with clear, actionable steps that you need to make that a reality for yourself. Because, you know, it's not enough just to have a dream of what you're wanting. You really do need that roadmap to get you there as well, so that you can create it into your reality. And I'm really excited to be hosting this. It is only $24 to attend. If you can't make it live, there will be a replay recording, but I would love to see you. It will be on Thursday, the 30th of November at 1 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. And as I said, it will go for 90 minutes. So it's going to be an interactive workshop where you'll get the opportunity to ask questions along the way and get personalized support in that space. And so I can't wait for you to get that. The best part is too, there will also be a workbook that goes along with it. So you can actually in real time map these things out together with me. So I will pop the link in the show notes so you can secure your spot. Like I said, it's just $24, so low cost, but it'll be an impactful 90 minutes. And I'm really excited to, I guess, go a little deeper into what I'm sharing on this podcast now, and it'll be a little bit more personalized because, as I said, you'll be able to ask questions and get that support in real time as well. So cannot wait for that. But I guess in the realm of setting goals for 2024, I think it is really important to get clear on identifying what your top priorities are for 2024. And I think, you know, in getting clear in what your priorities are for your life and for your business as well. Because even though your life, your business is part of that, I also sort of see them as two separate worlds as well. You've got your business life and then you've got your personal life. And so I think it's important to identify what your top priorities are in each of them, because they might be a little bit different in your business as opposed to your life. And so when you can get clear on that, you can then make sure that your goals align with those priorities. They align with your values, those things that are most important to you. And you can then really make sure that you're working towards the things that are going to make the most impact for you. Now, when it comes to identifying what your goals are, I think it's really important to take a moment to just picture yourself in 12 months from now. And ask yourself things like, who do you want to be in 12 months' time? What's the kind of business that you have? What's the impact that that business has for you and has for others? You know, getting clear on how are you spending your time? Who are you surrounding yourself with? What does your life look like? You know, what are the things that you do on a daily basis, the habits that you have, the routines that you have? Are you someone who is looking after your health? Are you someone who is prioritizing socializing and having fun and being with friends? Are you in wanting to prioritize your business and really putting some effort in towards that? Are you someone who is wanting to really immerse yourself in motherhood and be really present in motherhood? You know, there's so many different areas to look at. And I think when you can start giving yourself a moment of time to really anchor into your future self and the vision that you see for your future, you can then establish what some of those goals might be that you're wanting to work towards. And, you know, when you get clear on that future vision, it means that you're able to go, okay, here's what I can identify as being goals that I have based on where I want to be and where I currently am. And then you can then create manageable steps to put into an action plan to help you actually achieve those goals. So what I like to do is when I look at my goal, I like to break it down into those small manageable steps, or what I like to refer to as milestones. it means that it makes the whole process so much less overwhelming because you can just focus on one milestone at a time, one task at a time, one action step at a time, as opposed to the big picture. Because you might have a big audacious goal. You might have something big that you're really wanting to work towards. And if you look at where you currently are and where you want to be as that person having achieved that goal, that might seem like such a stretch for you. It might seem like it's so far away for you. Whereas if you can break that big audacious goal up into manageable, smaller, actionable steps, you can just go, okay, I know that this is the big goal that I'm working towards, but I'm only going to focus in on this first actionable step first and only focus on that. It makes you feel less overwhelmed, but it means that you can just really hone in and focus on that only and know that once you've achieved that, you can celebrate that moment and then work on the next step and know that you're working on to achieve this big goal. And it just makes things so much easier. And so when you do that, you know, you can create your own customized action plan. You know, for each goal that you have, you can outline what are all the things that I would need to achieve? What are the necessary steps that I'd need to take, the tasks that I'd need? What do I need to maybe learn? What do I need to perhaps overcome? What are the resources that I'd need? Is there something I would need to call into my life to get some support around this to help me? And so then you can create this, you know, really well-structured plan that will actually keep you on track, and it kind of helps you stay organized with your goal as well. Because it's not just this, you know, situation where you're sitting down New Year's Eve, you're creating these goals for the year, but you're not really putting too much thought into the how and working towards actually taking intentional action towards these goals to make them a reality as well. Now, I'm big on manifestation, and it is definitely something I use in my own goal setting and definitely something that I'll be sharing in my 2024 workshop, Dream, Plan, and Achieve. But even with manifestation, you still need to be taking action. You know, it's not enough just to be like, this is what I want to achieve. I believe in the universe is going to provide it for me. So now I'll just kick back with my cup of tea and allow it to happen. We still need to take action. We still need to be, you know, doing the things towards that goal as well. Now, I think it's also important here to touch on making sure that you focus on goals that are really your own. Now, I say that because sometimes we can get caught up in having goals that we feel like we should have, or basing goals around what we feel like we should be doing based on other people's thoughts and opinions and what they might want for us. And I think anytime you hear the word should, that's a little red flag for you to be like, "Whoa, where is this all coming from?" Because I think your goals need to really be your own. They need to be something that is exciting to you, something that you're wanting to work towards. Otherwise, you're not going to have the motivation to always keep going with them. And so making sure that your goal is something that you truly want and desire is a key component of having a goal that you can actually achieve. When it comes to goal setting as well, I think it's also important to monitor and track your progress along the way. And so, you know, having that action plan is a really great way to do that because you can actually, you know, see visually where you're tracking with your goals as well. And, you know, you can take this a step further like I do. I like to, you know, have things scheduled in my calendar. I've got things in my project management software, Trello, to help me stay on task and on track and also help me see that I am making strides towards that goal as well. And that can be really helpful. I also feel like staying accountable and having somebody there to hold yourself accountable for your progress is really helpful as well. And so, you know, whether that is through a coach like myself or whether that is having an accountability partner in a friend or a loved one or someone in your world can really help support you, but also help keep you motivated as well. And, you know, when you're in those stages of working towards this big audacious goal that you might have for yourself, if you hit that point where it's like, oh, this is starting to feel like a real stretch. This is starting to feel like I'm doing all the things and this is feeling so far away, it can really help keep you on track and motivated to keep going if you have someone that is holding you accountable. And, you know, holding you accountable can also be sometimes sharing it on social media, being like, hey guys, I am working towards this, because you've literally set it out into the world for others to almost hold you accountable for as well. And I know I've definitely done that in the past, and that's always been helpful as well. Now, as I mentioned before in the reflecting side of things, it's also important to celebrate those milestones. Celebrate when you've made progress and achieved the action steps that you've set out for yourself, because it will really help keep you motivated and give you that confidence boost to keep going towards those goals as well. And then as time goes on, I think it's also important to take some time to review and reflect on your goals as well. You know, things change in our worlds. We're often having to adapt and adjust or pivot. And sometimes with that, it means that our priorities change as well, or the direction that we're taking changes too. And so if you allow yourself some time to review your goal setting, your process, the goals that you're working on, you might actually be able to ask yourself, like, am I moving in the right direction for me? Is this still something I'm aspiring to have or call into my world? And if not, you can then adjust. You can change your approach. You can change what your goal even is to ensure that you stay on track for what is most important to you and what it is that you're wanting to work towards. And I think, remember that, you know, setting these actionable goals is an ongoing process. And coming back to them and reviewing them and celebrating the things that you're achieving really does mean that it turns not just this vision that you're having for yourself, it turns it into actually a reality for you. And, you know, I think it gives you that roadmap you need to make sure that your year is your best year yet. And, you know, you hold the power in that. You're the one that's able to create your future and what it is that you're wanting to have for yourself. And I think following steps to do so really can be that guide to help you achieving things. And, you know, as I said, this will be definitely something I'll be diving very deep into in my upcoming workshop, which I would love to have you there for, because it is going to be amazing. And honestly, such incredible value for $24. It probably should have been priced a lot higher than that, but that's okay. I live to give, and being my birthday and Christmas is around the corner, it's my little gift to you. But I am very excited to have you there and see what it is that you're wanting to call in for your year and help you get on the right track so that we can make sure that 2024 is your absolute best year yet. And I am so excited for you and would love to know what your goals are. So make sure you let me know, and can't wait to hopefully see you at the workshop. So that is all for today's episode, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.